Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 26. Leave me out there to dry.
Yep. I'm not helping anymore.
If it's your first time listening, this is a homegrown organic podcast brought to you by me. My name's Jake. And
I'm Bubba.
And thanks for listening. We're basically talk about whatever just pops in our head. It's basically just tangents.
Yeah.
On pond tangents. Yes. if you like us to...
I made an example today.
Yeah. Wait till you see what we got in store for you. I'm sure you listened to us before. You'd know that if you have any suggestions, comments, questions, concerns, recipes, karate moves, ships in a bottle, macarena moves... you know, all that, any of that stuff.
Any funny stories you want
any
to tell?
Any funny stories, email us.
Fun.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Listener funny stories.
Tell us about something that happened to you.
Yeah, we can read it and share it with the world.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And we'll tell them your full name and information.
And social security number. You can email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
And also on Facebook at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast. And also Twitter. @your_late.
Ooh, it's Twitter. Today's a really fun episode. We talked about a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Do you have anything coming up that you want to promote or anything you want to plug?
I think November 13th, I will be playing at Tom and Jerry's with Last Call Casualty.
Nice.
And there might be a date before that, but I don't know.
Okay.
I will check later.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I am... If you're listening Monday, October 26th, I do have a show tonight at Letage. It's called Shtick or Treat.
Oh.
It's
where's Letage?
It's in South Philly. It's kind of like a block off South Street.
Sounds faint.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. It's a second floor thing. But Shtick or Treat, it's a bunch of Philly comedians dressing up as their favorite comedians or icons.
Cool.
And doing their act.
Can you tell me who you are, or is it a surprise?
Yeah, because I'm sure none of you guys are going to go. I'm going to be Rodney Dangerfield.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm doing that tonight, the 26th. You can catch me this Thursday. I'll be at the Philly Improv Theater opening for House of Solitude. It's an awesome sketch duo with Daniel Corkery and Caitlin Weigel. I'll be opening a show just doing stand-up.
Okay,
and
cool.
I think that's all I've got coming
that's
up
awesome.
This week. Yeah. And I do want to say we talked about it in the podcast. I filmed a sketch this week.
Yeah.
It's a Halloween themed sketch. I'm pretty excited about it. It should be up sometime this week, but sometime between Monday and Wednesday. And I hope you guys watch it and enjoy it and like it.
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald is in it. So yeah.
Triumphant return.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it.
Also, I want to give a quick congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Brian Dennis John Kinslow.
Whoa!
Who got married this weekend.
Yeah, congratulations.
It was a beautiful ceremony and one of the more fun weekends I've had in a long time.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Well,
congratulations,
guys. Wish them luck. Are they going on a honeymoon immediately?
I forgot to ask them that.
Oh.
But I will be going to visit them in a few weeks anyway up in Jersey City. So.
Oh, cool.
I'll give you an update.
Ooh,
on their honeymoon.
Thank you.
Tell them all the stuff they did.
What happened? What'd you do?
Yeah.
Where'd you do it?
Just have an all episode
dedicated
to the kids' lows. All right. Enjoy.
You had a long weekend.
Yeah.
What was did you guys have anything to do? Did you go down the shore on Friday?
Thursday.
Thursday.
No. Wait. Yes, Thursday.
Thursday
night.
Okay.
Yeah, the rehearsal dinner was Thursday night.
Mhm.
And then Friday was the wedding.
Was the rehearsal dinner down there?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like playing
you're
with
fine.
Something. I'm sorry.
This is like just our recording equipment.
Yeah, it's okay. I just realized that afterwards. I'm like pulling
it's dead air for
I just ruined the whole thing. No, it was a blast. I was just one of the more fun weddings I've been at in a long time. And they were, like, the two of them were so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
That's great.
They did me the honor of letting me play their first dance song.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. What did you play?
Song I wrote. Almond Eyes.
Nice.
Brian actually helped me rewrite it on the golf course.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was just,
you were their first dance song, huh? That's that's amazing.
I know,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. Hey, bud. Yeah, and then yesterday they had a barbecue after the day after, and
was the wedding on Friday?
The ceremony was Friday.
Okay.
And then yesterday they just had like a barbecue at their his parents have a condo down in Avalon,
uh-huh.
And they, like on their patio area they had a big barbecue and everything, and I started playing just like my guitar just acoustic. They had a mic and it was just. They had the mic set up so it just drew from all the just picked up all the sound on one mic and just came through one speaker. And then it turned into this whole big like ensemble band. Like
really?
Everybody in Brian's family is a musician.
Oh, that's so cool.
All of a sudden one guy pulls out is an alto sax or what's it called?
An alto sax?
Is that it?
Yeah, there's alto sax, tenor sax.
Yeah, which one's the one that
alto sax is like the higher one. There's tenor sax.
Yeah, alto is the one that Kenny G always plays, right?
The one that's like straight.
Straight, yeah.
That, oh God, is that, no, that's not an alto sax. That's I think, what is that? Is that is there a soprano sax? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But yeah, he played one of those,
yeah,
the straight ones.
Yeah. And then there was another guitarist came out. His uncle, was one uncle plays keys.
Oh,
and, like,
cool.
Somebody's playing the brushes on a trash can.
Yeah.
And somebody, and this other guy just
somebody's playing
had his
spoons.
Bass in his amp. Just like,
what?
Yeah, I know. I was like, what? This is insane.
Oh, I've got this bass in an amp. Yeah.
Kiss
shows up. Hey, guys, can we play?
Yeah. That's kind of like how it felt. I was just like looking around.
That's great.
Meg said she's never seen me so excited.
Yeah, because it's just like you were like almost ambushed.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
It just turned into, and it was like, it was tight, and it was just fun. Like,
yeah.
It was just, everyone was jamming out.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah, and then his uncle Chip, who actually, he actually owns like a wedding band booking agency.
Oh, no shit.
And he offered me, well, pretty much offered me a job there.
That's awesome,
he's
dude.
Like, I think we could build a band around you. I'm like, what?
Nice, yeah.
It's like, holy crap. Oh.
That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So, and he was like sort of auditioning me because he was just like.
All those guys were hired musicians.
Well, no, but I mean, like after it calmed down, it was just me and him playing for a while. And he was just throwing song after song after song at me.
Oh,
and
nice.
And he was also videotaping it or taping it on his phone. Like he set up his phone while we were playing.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. And he was like trying to like.
He was like scouting you.
He was like trying to throw curveballs at me, see how I reacted.
He's like the guy who like goes to a trip to Mexico with his wife and then sees a little boy throwing fastballs.
Yeah.
He just like gets
it, that's kind of what it felt like.
Hey, Minnesota Twins, what do you think of this kid? His name is Pablo.
Yeah, so like I got his information and everything.
That's great, dude.
We'll hear from him next week.
Yeah.
Get started, so.
That would be awesome.
I know.
You'd be rolling in cash.
I know. Especially if it works around my schedule's flexible. Or I'm back on Monday to Friday, so I can work around my schedule.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Oh.
When I think of like the wedding stuff, I go jump immediately to like that scene in Wedding Singer when he goes through the breakup and he's just miserable
on
stage.
Out of everybody, yeah.
That's like my biggest fear of like I would freak out in that situation.
Well, I have a microphone.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah.
Actually, something really cool happened during the reception. They're playing the last song and it was that Macklemore song Downtown.
Yeah.
And the band actually forgot the singers forgot the words and he had it like right in front of him. So the groom Brian jumped on stage and just impromptu just like housed the song. It was it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I thought it was
that's
planned.
Pretty cool.
Like it was nuts.
Yeah.
I mean they did like half the song, but still like he rapped better like he rapped better than
that's pretty awesome.
Like, anybody.
Dude, that's really like I don't think aside from my wedding, I don't think I've ever seen like a live band at a wedding.
Yeah.
So they had a full live
full band. Yeah.
Was this provided by the uncle?
Yeah, yeah. It was okay. One of his bands.
Oh, no. So that singer got fired. That's why he's like videotaping you.
Well, she was also Filipino, and apparently he texted her and was like, you're not the only one. He's like, you got one coming for you or something like that.
Oh, nice. That's
like
great.
Just joking around.
And he has a higher register. No.
Well, that's what he was throwing like every different genre at me.
Yeah.
He's like, you probably know this song.
Yeah.
Like he did like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and then Styx, and then
nice.
What's that? Stars of Jupiter, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. If the moon is in the seventh house.
No.
Whatever that one is.
Did you tell me?
Yeah.
He's at a cross. That song.
Oh, that one. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Drops from Jupiter. That's it.
Drops of Jupiter. Nothing like a little bit of Train on a Saturday night.
That's Train? I'm an idiot.
That's right. I'm watching my dog chew his bone in this bed. And he was just like staring at you and chewing this bone. Look at him. Look at him. Oh.
Well, if only I could chew on you.
Oh, nope, he's showing
off.
He
lost it.
That's so great, though, dude. Like, so did he say when he would give you a call and start working this out?
Well, he said this week, but okay. Yeah, I gave him, but we'll see. Yeah, I gave him all my info and everything.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
And like that was like the topper to like an amazing weekend because the two of them they were just like that was such a fun wedding.
Would you let him like that's a question for off the mic. Never mind. Sorry.
Would I let him do that?
What would you do?
I mean, he
sexually was
pretty dreamy.
Yeah.
All the girls were obsessed with him.
Really?
Uncle Chip is a very handsome man.
What did he have like his hair slicked back and like everything?
No. He just you tell he's like well dressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Snickers.
Finally groomed. It's fine. I had a Three Musketeer.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, we have a it's Candy Day here at the podcast.
National Candy Day.
National Candy. Oh God.
you grabbed the one broken one.
One broken Snicker. It's it's like somebody pinched it in between their butt cheeks and then put it back.
So how was the sketch?
Oh yeah. So Friday I filmed a sketch here.
Yeah.
At my house. It's the first time I ever filmed a sketch. I've always wanted to.
Right.
And I think for 5 years I've been trying to film one with Nick Murphy, the guy videoed it. He directed. He didn't, like, film it. He brought his friends, Paul Ritchie, who he does that Continue show with.
Oh,
YouTube.
Okay.
He did that, and then they also brought another guy, Sam, who I met on Friday night, and they did a great job getting everything and, like, really turning it into, like, a professional thing, man. Like, that's why I went to them, you know, because I know if I did it myself, it would just be, like, the worst product possible because I'd be using, like, my cell phone, wouldn't know how to compress it. Like,
right.
And it'll just come out, like, really blurry and horrible sound. And so it was great to have them be a part of it. And, we had everybody show up here around 6:30. We finished up right after 11.
Okay.
So it was a very quick shoot.
Yeah.
And what took the most time, we had Tommy's kids in the sketch, Tommy Hyland.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We had his kids be in the sketch, too.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's a Halloween-themed sketch. I'm hoping to have it up tomorrow, or today, I should say, Monday.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's likely. So hopefully at the latest, hopefully by Wednesday, we have it up. It's just something quick and fun, just like a one-off. And if they like it and they like the way it turns out, you know, hopefully we could, like, make more ones.
Yeah, right.
So, I'm excited to see how this plays out.
Cool.
Hopefully good.
Yeah, definitely.
It was pretty cool the way I got everybody. I mean, everybody was pretty much a yes. Like, there was a few people I asked who, like, were busy and stuff like that. But it was just a random group of people. And it's so cool because, like if somebody asked me to be in the sketch, I'm like, oh, yeah, they want me to be in a sketch. It's so cool. But then, like, from the other side of it, I'm like, wow, these people trust me enough to, like, stand in this thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and they didn't know, like, Nick or anybody was coming, like, to really film it. They thought it was just, like, us
throwing
around.
Yeah.
So some of them were like, whoa, like, this is, like, a legit thing. And we had people driving by. Like, what are you guys doing? Like,
oh, yeah, of course. Like, ruining everything in the middle of every shot.
And then somebody was like, and then to Tommy's wife, somebody went, nice butt. And it was so funny. And then there was this dad drove his kid, like, I guess his car was full of kids, and the one kid put his back window down, and the dad's like, yeah, go ahead, son, say something to them while they're trying to do this in the middle of recording. And the kid's like, what are you doing? And then they pull over, like, a little bit down the street, turn around and come back, and Pat Graves, he was in the sketch, he flips the kid off from the car, and as they drive by, I hear, hey, he just gave me the finger.
Oh, please tell me there's tape of that.
I think there might be sound. It might get lost.
You have
to
save all this for the gag reel.
It was so funny. And then, like, two or three times, like, people would be walking by, be like, all right, so Bradley Cooper will be here in 3 minutes. And then, like, everyone's like, and then, like, crowds would come. And then yesterday, after all is said and done, yesterday Michelle's walking the dog out front, and somebody drives by her house with their phone out the window recording. Like, this is the house where
Bradley Cooper is doing. Yeah. So that'd be great if you just, like, baited everybody for, like, 4 hours and they're all waiting. It's like, oh, Bradley just canceled.
Yeah, right?
Maybe shucks. Next week.
Yeah. So, that part was pretty amusing. Dude, it was so fun.
Yeah.
I kind of stayed out of the way. I wanted to, like, direct and stuff. But I know, like, bringing somebody like Nick Murphy and somebody knows what they're doing.
Yeah, sure.
I just, like, kind of stayed out of the way.
Right.
I just wrote it. And I just kind of, like, hung around. Yeah. I did sound for it because, you know, it was just an extra hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you call it? I just let Nick do all the directions because, you know, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows how to make it look nice.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, it was fun.
Nice. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then last night I had a show in Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
I had a hotel room, but I didn't go. I just came home. I didn't feel like staying
over. Yeah, I don't blame you. Sometimes it's
there's some cool street art, dude. Yeah. I pulled into this parking lot. One, okay, so they had this, like, main street of all these, like, really cool buildings and all these cool shops, like pizza shops, coffee shops, like businesses and, like, you know, like mom and pop, like, clothing stores and stuff. And the street, there was no parking on this main street. It was almost like an alley, a beautiful alley with all these storefronts facing each other in the alley. And it was like brick, a brick street.
The cobblestone?
Thank you. Couldn't think of the word. But so there's no parking whatsoever on this.
Right.
And then, like, once you get through the main strip, you turn left and there's a giant parking lot behind everything.
Oh.
And it was, like, really cool. But then I parked my car, and this is on the freaking wall. I'm showing Bubba a picture. It's
Darth awesome.
Vader. It's like some street. I was like, dude, bring that street art up to Philly. That's pretty.
Meg's favorite.
Meg's favorite?
It is. She loves Star Wars.
Does she really?
No. She hates Star Wars. And I'm pretty much forcing her to go see the new one with me.
On Christmas?
Yeah. Nice. Well, no, not on Christmas. We're going on the 18th, but Bri bought 4 tickets accidentally. So we're just taking our girlfriends.
I thought it was opening on Christmas Day.
They did, like, the advanced release last week after the game. After the trailer aired, I should say.
An advanced screening?
I guess so. I mean, yeah. Well, like, no, I think it's releasing. Well, the premiere day is the 17th. Actually.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
I don't know. I'm eating Snickers now. Can you tell?
I didn't watch the trailer though. I abstained.
You abstained from the trailer?
I did. I don't want to ruin anything. They tell they're like, so many plot points are going to be revealed. I'm like, fuck you. I don't want to know anything.
I have my theories.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do me to tell you?
No. I don't want to know anything.
Okay.
I did see one thing that they think two of the people are the twins of Han and Leia or something like that.
Yeah. There was a lot of Jar Jar Binks
Star
in the trailer.
Star Wars talking.
Yeah. It starts off, please, sir, Mr.
Mr. Sohani. No, go ahead. Tell me your theories.
I'm not going to tell you my theory. It's a pretty sad theory. I think it'll upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a dream.
Yeah, it's all part of Inception.
The movie just ends with George Lucas going,
It's going to be a Star Trek crossover because J.J. Abrams directed both of them. Whatever happened to those? They just like made
they're
two.
They're doing another one, but JJ's not doing it. It's the same guy. I think it was the guy who did Fast 6 is doing it.
Phantom 6?
Fast 6. Fast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, or Fury 7, whichever one. One of those.
Yeah.
I think he's doing the new Star Wars or Star Trek.
Okay.
Pretty sure. It was something like that.
So, J.J. Abrams has bailed on the project.
Yeah, he's like, I got Star Wars.
Guys, I'm sorry, I got Star Wars.
Not your Star Trek bullshit.
But you know what? It's going to be crazy because a lot of money went in the Star Trek. Yeah. Sorry if you're not a nerd, people. But, like, a lot of money went in the Star Trek, and, like,
yeah.
It looked great. So, is Star Wars going to look any different? You know what I mean? Like, because it's...
Lots of lens flares.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like his favorite thing in the world.
I hope... Some of the characters from Lost show up. Hey guys, what time zone are we in?
I think Simon Pegg is in it, isn't he?
And he wasn't in Lost,
but he was in all. He was in Star Trek. I think him and JJ.
He was. Yeah, they got a nice little relationship going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he was in some. They did something else together.
You see, people were boycotting Star Wars.
Yeah.
This is old news now. But
yeah, because of white, they're. Talking about or promoting the killing of white people or something like that. Is that what it was?
I don't know how people saw that, but
that but is that what it was?
I guess it was something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because all those stormtroopers are wearing white. All
right, I want to tell my theory.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm saying this on no merit.
All right.
This is
no,
just
I
a,
know, I know.
This
I know.
Is just a hunt. I've watched the trailers. I think. If you remember the original Star Wars, the first one, not Phantom Menace, the original, we lose a significant character in that movie.
Yeah.
We lose, spoiler alert, we lost Obi-Wan Kenobi. I think in this movie, they're going to follow suit, and we're going to lose a great one.
I think, what, you're going to say Luke?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to say he shot first.
Oh, no. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's my prediction.
I wouldn't be surprised. But people, well, I read this. People are reading from the poster.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see Mark Hamill on the poster.
Yeah.
So they're all thinking that he might be dead in the movie.
I thought it from the get-go. He follows his father's footsteps, and he becomes a bad guy.
He might be. That's what I heard somebody say that, too.
Yeah. But I think that's maybe an obvious go-to. Like.
Yeah.
So, I don't, maybe not.
That would, I think that would be kind of a lame twist.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bummed out about that.
Think maybe he just died.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Or maybe he's just gone. Maybe he disappears like Obi-Wan did. Okay, we got to get off this. We have to get off this. We apologize. Well, I apologize. I can't speak for
Star Wars Minute. Actually,
yeah.
No, that's a podcast.
Is it?
Yeah. Guys, I haven't listened to it yet, but it sounds very exciting. Guys, they take each minute of the Star Wars movie. Each episode is 1 minute, or is about 1 minute from the movie.
Oh, cool.
They do like 10, well, depending on what's going on, they'll do like 10 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
Of but I'm saying
yeah.
The credit, like the first lines you read in the first minute. Like, so if you only make it through the first paragraph, the next episode is going to be the second paragraph.
Wow.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
That's intense.
I know. For every... Star Wars movie.
Even...
I think the prequels, yeah.
Ugh.
I think they come later. It's endless content. Because all those movies are like 3 hours long.
Do you think... Like, people are so excited about this movie. Do you think it's going to have the same effect as the Star Wars... The original Star Wars trilogy? Like, after this movie comes out, do you think it's going to fade, like the Hunger Games and Divergent?
No.
And
no.
You don't think so?
I mean, it won't for me.
It won't for me either, but I mean, like, even with Phantom Menace, it was such a big, like, oh my God, here it comes.
Well,
and then the movie came out and we're like, oh.
We're all so saturated by all this pop culture stuff anymore anyway, so they probably will for until the next one comes out.
Yeah.
I mean,
I hope it, like, can hold up.
I mean,
you know?
Like, Star Wars is pretty big with kids now with all the TV shows and...
Yeah, like Attack of the Clones, all that.
Yeah. And all
they did a good job of, like, keeping the franchise alive.
Disney is marketing the balls out.
Now, they need to... You know what they need to do around Christmas time is release the originals.
Well, there's a marathon, actually, that I mean, I didn't get tickets for it, but they're going to do all seven movies in a row.
No, thank you.
From, like, starting at, like, 5 a.m. or something like that.
Starting at 5 a.m., so when you wake up, it'll be 12, and you can go see the original.
To get done for, like, a 7 o'clock showing, it would have to start at, like, I think they said 3 a.m. with, like, half-hour breaks in between each movie.
Wow.
I would do it.
I would do it for half of them.
Yeah, for half of them.
But I don't think, I think I really want to see the movie when it comes out, but I think I'm probably going to end up waiting like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I just can't do the crowds, man.
Well, I was going to do it the opening day, but I'm going to the Flyers game.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. But,
did you see the Flyers last night?
Yes, watched it at the bar.
Yeah. Wild.
That was the
crazy
dirtiest
ending.
Move I've ever seen.
Yeah. Are you talking about
the shootout?
Yeah.
Drew's shot in the shootout?
That was so nice.
Wow. What a broad end of the spectrum. We just went from Star Wars to hockey.
That's how you do it, everybody. This is called generalizing. You catch a game?
We cover every
And our fantasy sports teams are doing well today.
Yeah.
Somebody tried to get me to do a basketball league. I'm like, dude, no way.
I did it 1 year in high school.
Yeah.
And I'm not really into basketball.
Yeah, neither am I. And I was like, I've been wanting to get into, like, professional basketball, but I call it professional basketball, so it seems like there's a long way for me to go, you know?
Professional hoops.
Yeah. Anything else going on with you that's pretty wild and crazy?
Wild and crazy. Nah.
No?
No. I mean, yeah, just how about you?
Yeah, you know, I've thought a lot about our last conversation last week.
Oh, yeah.
You really opened my eyes to something with the comparing my jokes to each other.
Oh, yeah.
It really has, I've been like, holy, like, it's just, I never thought about that comparison,
which
I always do. And it's nice. And I think I told you last week that I've been closing with that car wash bit. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you did.
I did it again last night in Maryland. It's great right now.
Yeah.
And I'm noticing the material that I'm doing, like the older stuff, you know.
Right.
Obviously, I'm tired of it, and I see it starting to fade.
Yeah.
It's because I'm tired of it, and I need I need to let it go for a little bit. But it's cool because
it's still landing, or is it
landing, but not as hard?
Okay.
So I think, I think I'm at a good position right now where I'm about the transition, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's Star Wars reference. Everybody's in the capsule.
Yeah.
Just waiting to hit eject.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the old material. Yeah. Sending it out. And we'll see it later.
The escape pod.
Yeah, the escape pod. Sorry that I called it a capsule, everybody.
Jettison your escape pod.
Yeah. It's kind of like when the Flyers are down on the power play, you know? And
it's like when they finally reach their end with Zach Ronaldo and they dump him on the Bruins.
Oh, yeah, seriously. this is good. We're getting everybody. Rake them in. We're just, you know, our sole mission.
Like,
what is going on?
I don't know what to do.
We should just say our sole mission of the podcast should be just like to combine the worlds of the nerds and the sports.
Yeah.
I'm the worst guy for that. next Saturday, I'm going to the Temple Notre Dame game.
Oh, are you? That's
awesome. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
I'm going for a bachelor party. Anthony's bachelor party.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be wild. I don't think I'm going to wear my Temple hat or anything like that.
No.
I don't think I'm going to wear any colors because, you know.
Just going to enjoy the game.
I'm just going to enjoy whoever's winning. But I'm rooting for Temple.
Yeah, I was going to go, but I'm doing the Philly half marathon.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Have you been preparing?
No, not at all.
What is your problem?
I don't know. I have to get new shoes tomorrow.
Yeah?
break them in.
Nice.
To run 13.1 miles.
Jesus, dude.
Oh,
when's the last time you went running?
I did a 5K about a month ago.
And you're about to do 13 miles?
Yeah. I'm going to run tomorrow.
I don't really know much about this kind of stuff, but I think you should start running.
I did the 15K back in February, and I did.
How much is a 15K?
9.3.
Is it really?
9.3, yeah.
Holy smokes.
And I did that. I didn't train at all up until the week before. Like, I didn't do any races within probably 4 months.
Jesus, dude. And, good on you.
I mean, I had to stop once, but I did. I'm still happy with my time.
Yeah?
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see how I do Saturday. Oh, my God.
Dude, that's insane. Like, I mean, no, I'm not going to, like, berate you. I don't know how.
No,
to,
no,
like,
I know. I'm not looking forward to it.
You know what I did last night on my way home from Maryland?
Yeah.
I ate an entire pizza.
Oh, I ate like a half pizza when I got
while driving home.
Oh, that's just impressive.
That okay, this is something I brought up to Shell. That is impressive. I admit it's amazing. An entire pizza by myself while driving home. The thing with that is, like, if I told everybody that, they're like, "Wow, that's impressive. That's great." If I'm like a heroin addict and my like teeth are falling out, and I've got shit all over my face, I'm like, "Hey, I'm about to shoot up this whole bag by myself." People are like, "Hey, we're worried about you. You need help." But because I'm putting pizza in my mouth, it's like, "Well, that's funny."
Well, if somebody had like an 8-ball of Coke and they finished it in like an hour, I'd be like, "Wow, that's impressive."
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And they're still standing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's. Like, I just noticed that earlier, and I don't know if this is too sad. Maybe it is. I don't know. But, like, I have a problem, right? And if I put something up on Facebook, like, I do it all the time as a joke.
Right.
Because it's easy. Low-hanging fruit. You wouldn't think a fat person would like fruit, but I go for it all the time.
There was another. Oh, there's that a was another one.
Yeah. But, so, like, I'll put stuff up. All the time of me, like, about to eat things and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, "Ah, that's so funny, huh?" But, like, in the same situation, if I'm, like, if I put a picture of me, like, chopping up Coke on a mirror, like, "Hey, guys, who's ready to party?" Me. Just me. Like, people would, like, have an intervention.
Probably.
Like, what makes it, it's just as detrimental to my body in a long-term effect. Probably more so than cocaine.
Yeah, I think it's people think they're being sensitive to save your feelings when it's.
Yeah.
I think Meg gives me crap about this a lot too because I tend to do that a lot.
You call me fatty all the time?
No. Oh, no, never.
You're like, "Hey, fatty."
I tend to just kind of beat around the bush a lot with that. Like, well, it's not that, but, like, stuff, similar stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I won't tell somebody that they're being a fuck-up just to save their feelings when it's really not helping them.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But I think a lot of people, that's a lot of people's first instincts to do that. I think that's
to do
trying.
What?
They're well, trying, oh, they're trying to, like, save your feelings.
Be sensitive?
Yeah, be sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
But it's like you said, it's, why is that?
Yeah, it's like I'm posting it as a joke, but in actuality, I guess it's a cry for help. You know what I mean? Like, I want to change. Like, I only had one Snickers during this recording. I want to change it as I had taken a Snickers.
Well, I mean, I saw a picture of your mom yesterday from a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever thought?
Why
about
are you trying
to
pictures of my mom, dude?
I'm gonna walk into that one. Wait, have you ever thought about trying out that?
I have
product.
My sister, I think I've talked about this. Yeah. Both my sisters and my mom sell this product called Advocare, and they've lost like 50-60 pounds on it. I'm afraid to lose weight, honestly, because not because of like, I'll get healthier and then I won't be funny, or you know, I'm like, that's actually a real fear way back.
Yeah.
But my material is getting away from that, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
But I'm afraid to lose weight because every time I do, like, I'll lose, like, 30, 40, 50 pounds, and then I'll gain, like, 60, 70, 80 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like I do well for, like, a three-month increment, and then I gain even more, and it's, like, an uphill fucking battle. Like, it's just, like, and I can't stop. I don't, like, know what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. How about I just stop eating? You know what I mean? How about I just, like, you know, eat like a normal person? I know it's, like, it's that easy and it's that hard.
Yeah.
It's habit, you know? Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you should let the fear, like, if a fear like that. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
It's happened to me, like, in the past 10 years, I think I've given it, like, 4 real, like, hurrahs. Right. You know what I mean? And each time, I would lose 30 to 50 pounds, and then it would all come back.
But at least if you make the effort to try to lose it, like, you know where you're going to be if you don't try to, like, you're going to stay where you are.
Yeah.
If you try, at least, like, you're making the effort. You don't know where it's going to end up.
You know what's crazy? Is, like, I'll see pictures. Like, I'm talking to you. I'm looking at you. And I'm like, oh, Bubba, I see you. I see your body shape. I'm like, you're normal. You're a normal guy. And then I'll see, like, a picture of us together. I'm like, oh, you can tie 3 Bubbas together. No. I'm not trying to be.
I know.
But I'm like, but that's, it's real. I could tie 3 of you and you probably still wouldn't equal my body shape. Maybe 3.5 like, or 3.25.
It's like we were talking about with your jokes. Like,
yeah.
You can't compare yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. But
it just makes it worse.
It's just like I just found it funny because I would say, like, I thought of that. I'm like, isn't that funny? Because, like, that's my go-to. It's like, isn't this funny? Like, the whole pizza thing. And I was like, wow, no, that's a – I'm having a serious issue. So I got the pizza because I thought it would be because, I was hungry. 2, I'm an emotional eater, so any emotion really will just get me to that. And I was just like, oh, I'm hungry. The show was okay, and I have to stay awake, and I didn't see a Wawa. I did, but I didn't stop there because, you know.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, you know, I just put something in my mouth to keep me awake. I get why truckers are so gay now. They just need to stay awake. That's why they put things
oral,
in their mouth.
Oral fixation. Yeah.
So
do you think you present it that way online, or like just to try to take the sting away?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. What I'm doing, it's self defense. Yeah. It's a defense mechanism where I'm just like, okay, well, if I tear me down, you can't tear me down because I'm already down.
Yeah.
Like I win. You know?
Yeah.
That's where all of my humor, that's where all of it stems from.
Right.
Look at this fucking squirrel. My bud's going to go nuts if he sees him. Do you see him or no?
I think he called him my bud.
I did just call him.
Oh, there he goes.
With a piece of bread in his mouth.
Mine!
Sorry. See, the squirrel's even trying to feed me bread.
No, he's for it. Hello, bud.
But, you know, I was thinking about this when I grew up. Right down, and I may have said this. I was like set up. I hate victimizing myself.
Yep.
I really do. But let me victimize myself for a second.
That being said,
yeah. I grew up, and right up the street from me, like not even like. It was a very small street. It was like a 2-part street, right?
Yeah.
I lived on the dead end part. At the top of the street wasn't even a quarter of a quarter mile away was a cheesesteak shop.
Right.
I grew up next to that. And then in high school, I joined the wrestling team. And we would practice next to the cafeteria.
Yeah, right.
And the vending machines. Not that the cafeteria is not, it's not like a cafe open all day, but still, it's the, you know. And then Bally's.
Well, yeah, that was bad. That was bad placement.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, why would you put the weight room in the middle of the cafeteria?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
That cannot be sanitary.
No, yeah. That's what I meant. Like,
but then I joined Bally's right after after high school and college. Bally's, what's right in front of Bally's? A giant Dunkin' Donuts.
And a Chinese restaurant.
And a Chinese, yeah. And
which had really good Chinese food, actually.
Then I moved to Clifton Heights. Or no, let's see, press and see if I do Sweat Fitness, no excuse there. but I was poor, so I would go to school and eat from food trucks. Whatever, I'm reaching. Then Drexel Hill, I joined the Planet Fitness, or I go with Michelle to the Planet Fitness in Clifton Heights, right in front of a 5 Guys.
Yeah.
It's I mean, you know what? Hey, everybody else has that same problem.
I know. It's kind of like, it's like when you buy a new car.
Yeah.
You see, now you start noticing that all the people who have the same car.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot more Trailblazers lately.
Yeah, a lot of Trailblazers.
No, it's just you bought one last week.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of like one of those things, like you're noticing them more.
Yeah, because I'm trying to.
Well, I think because you're. It sounds like you're kind of worried about those places being so close to you.
Yeah.
So you're keeping an eye out for them.
Ah, law of attraction. My worrying, thinking about it is drawing it closer.
So, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Because I'm perceiving like I'm opening the channel to it.
So yeah, exactly.
If that makes
sense.
You're
allowing yourself to be aware of it.
That's pretty interesting. Like, I know, like, normal people. That's so sad.
You are normal.
No, no. But, like, people...
See, that's a comparison thing right there.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that whole phrase was set up for comparison.
Yeah.
I just wonder if people struggle. I know people struggle, but, like, with losing weight. But, like, I truly wonder if it's as hard for them, you know?
Well, I mean, the genetics plays a hand in it because everybody's body is different.
Yeah.
So it's harder for some people, and it's easier for others.
Like, I think what I should do, because I know I was going to say nobody's going to listen to this. I feel like I should, like, make a commitment on this thing and be like, yeah, today is...
Actually, that's not a bad idea. You could do, like, a progress report.
Yeah.
On here.
Yeah.
If you want to, like...
And then we just, when I fail, we just silently not talk about it.
Just, yeah, all of a sudden
then I'm like, hey, I ordered another pizza for myself. The whole time it's just me eating. You know, it doesn't help that earlier in the episode I'm eating a Snickers bar either.
Well,
that part was...
Snacking.
Yeah. Why is it like when you eat a lot of food... It's like your brain's like, oh, I tell you, I don't need any of this stuff. Tomorrow, I'm going to lose so much weight. And then, like, 2 hours later when you get hungry again, there's, like, a piece of lettuce.
Well, that goes to what we talked about a million times, DC appreciation.
That's true, yeah.
It releases the same chemical.
Motherfucker.
But, like, yeah, I mean, I actively notice that now. Like, when I say I'm going to do something tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I feel like I can tell that I feel like I already did it.
Really?
Yeah. But then I have to keep telling myself over and over again to do it.
I have, this is kind of like a transition, but I have a problem with, I feel like it's safe to say I'm a go-getter, right?
Yeah, I think so.
A self-starter.
Yeah.
But I'm also a procrastinator, like big time.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to manage my days like so that I can get everything I need to done.
Right.
Like today, before you came over, I'm trying to like prepare, like I wrote, I have all these sketch pitches, that I'm trying to write out into like actual scripts because on Tuesday night I'm meeting with my sketch group, before an open mic. I realized today I'm like, whoa, you're doing so much, almost to like a point where it's like, how, like, I don't know. And I think I'm doing an okay job, but I really need to, like, if I cut out the procrastination in my life, I could get so much more done.
Yeah, everybody could.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like, before you came over today, I woke up late, 10:30. Mind you, I was driving home from Maryland, didn't get home till like 1:30.
Right.
And I wanted, it's fucking Sunday. I know I'm kids. Suck my dick.
that's how I felt before I came over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
so
I was dealing with the same thing.
So, I'm like, okay, like, there's so many stand-up bits I need to work on. There's so many sketches I need to, it's like a never-ending thing.
Right.
And there's a book I've been trying to finish. I started in August. And it's like the end of October. I just want to get it done. Like, it's a great book. I don't want to rush through it. So I want to make time to read it, but I can't because I've got so much other things happening.
Yeah.
I
think you put a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah. Back to this, huh?
reading a book shouldn't feel like you're forcing yourself to do it. It should be something, like, and I understand, like, you want to read the book.
No, I'm not forcing myself because I want to, like, read. I do want to
finish the,
I want to finish the book, you know,
right.
And I don't want to. I haven't read the book since like Monday. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
that's why I'm like just trying to keep tabs on myself,
right,
and get that done, because I would never read if I didn't like make it a chore to read. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that kind of makes it harder for you to like.
You think so?
Well, it makes it more stressful. It seems like, I mean, the fact that you brought it up is like, it seems like you're
like, dude, chill out. You're talking about reading a book.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, reading a book is a very involved task.
Yeah.
It's not like watching a movie where you're just like, but if I said, I have to watch this movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that would just, people
laugh
have the same
at
reaction.
Yeah. Like, okay.
I mean, it's like a...
No, but I need to go home and watch the end of Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to know if he gets out.
Yeah.
It's like, what's with all the movie posters of the women? I don't understand. How does that relate to the movie? There's a lot of emphasis on the movie poster of the woman. Why does he get new ones?
He keeps getting all these different ones.
Dude, I've got like 100 pages left, 150 pages left.
But it should be like a leisure activity.
I think the best part of the book is come and gone. I don't know how it's going to finish up better than the middle.
Uh-oh. Well, that's usually where the climax is, right?
No, the climax is at the end.
Oh, is it?
Can
you tell I don't read?
Yeah, no, it's a good book, though. East of Eden by John Steinbeck.
I've heard of it.
Yes. Have I talked about it? Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just sorry. Kidding. I've heard of it otherwise. I'm only messing with you.
But yeah,
Oh, just like try not to make it sound like work. Like,
oh,
I mean, I understand. That
I think I
like
making it.
Yeah.
Oh God, I gotta read this book and write
like
the stand up.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, can you believe this? I filmed a sketch and now I have to edit it. Oh, I have to do a show tonight. I don't even know. Yeah, that's me.
But I mean, like, I know you enjoy doing all that stuff.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, the book, I think the book, I keep going back to this, I think that should be, like, the relaxation part. That shouldn't be, you shouldn't hold that to the same, like, I guess, not importance, it's not the word I'm looking for, but, like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And it may have sounded like that. I don't think I do, because
okay,
that's why I haven't touched it in a week, like almost a week at this point, because like I've had other shit to do.
The only reason I brought it up is because
I've
heard you say it a bunch of times before about like,
well, yeah, because I make a list of books I want to read by the end of the year.
Sure.
And it's very optimistic and very
well, yeah,
a very long list, and this book in particular is special to me. Oh God, I'm sounding like a jerk off because it's like the longest book I would have ever read.
Oh, that's cool.
That's why this one's more meaningful.
Okay.
Than the others, and yeah, like okay. So say for instance, I make a list of like around 30, 40 books I want to read a year. That's a lot of books,
sure.
And I'm a slow reader.
Yeah, me too.
So like a very slow reader.
I'm a repetitive reader. Over and over.
As am I, and it's just something that will make me feel better internally. Because
is finishing it.
Yeah. So that's
okay.
And I put emphasis on it, like, oh, I have to finish this book, is because I know if I don't do that and I don't think about it, I will never finish any book.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So it's just kind of like a...
Keep it in your head.
It's like a kind of like the D.C. Pearson thing in reverse, where I nag myself.
To do it.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Anyway.
Well, when you put it that way, I sound like a dick.
No, it's...
I'm just kidding.
I think that's just the way I work.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, sure.
It's silly.
That's good. It's definitely good to set goals like that.
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Go to finish the movie later. What? Why are the
like
girls on
I
the poster?
Like,
yeah.
Like I wasn't trying to compare books to movies.
No,
it's
like
they're
the same
animals.
Thing.
But they're not. But they're not though.
Like I feel like I lag in intelligence. You know, I beat myself up over that all the time. Like where like I don't feel as smart. I don't retain information. So.
Right.
When I finish reading a book, I feel a sense of accomplishment.
Sure.
Because I could be like, well, have you read John Steinbeck's East of Eden? So, and they're like, what? No. I was like, it's a classic.
When you finish it, can you please ask people, like, exactly the yeah.
one time? I have an extra copy if you want one. It's
I kind of want to.
It's a good book. So
actually, we did talk last week. You said you had two copies of that.
Yeah, A Confederacy of Dunces.
You want to? I would like to read that.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll get it for you.
Maybe we can do like an Oprah's book club.
Oh, we should do like a book club slash race to see who can.
I'm on page 122.
You guys remember the tortoise and the hare, right? Well, this will just be like two tortoises.
Yeah. See, that's that's what I do that a lot. I actually a pretty good analogy because I'll read a big chunk.
Yeah.
And I'll put it down.
Yeah.
And then I'll never look back.
That's exactly that's exactly how I work too, man. Like I'll read one generally, and I consider this a big chunk, 50 pages.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big chunk to me.
In one sitting? Yeah, that's way more than I'm saying.
That's like almost like an all day affair. You know what I mean? Yeah. It takes like 3-4 hours because there's a lot of rereading, a lot of like checking Facebook in between.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think the most I ever read in a day was like 100 pages.
Wow.
But it was like a work day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like a full 8 hours. And it's because like I just have to keep taking breaks. So I keep getting distracted.
Sure, yeah.
It's almost
your
like
eyes get tired.
It's almost like a form of meditation in the sense that like you catch yourself wandering off and you have to
pull yourself back into
you know what I mean?
Yep,
like,
yep, I know exactly.
And that's what I think that's another reason I kind of like it, because I feel like it's strengthening my focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, it definitely helps.
Yeah. This is the silliest. I like where we're going with this. It's cool.
There was like 4 or 5 years ago, I borrowed a book from somebody and I read.
I know already which one you're talking about.
No, not that one. Forgot about that. But that same exact thing, actually. I read about like 10 chapters.
Yeah.
Put it down. And then 4 years later, I still never finished it. So
yeah.
In the meantime, the book got ruined. So I bought him a new copy of the book, and then I started over.
That was nice of you to do that.
Yeah, I started the entire thing over.
And then you give it back, and he's like, wait, this isn't my book? Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, it is. And he's, no, my grandma wrote me an inscription before she died in the front page.
The cover of the book that he let me borrow was actually, like, this very involved, like, it had a hole in the cover, so like so there was a design underneath that like.
Okay, yeah.
And then the one that I got him to replace it was just like a regular.
The paperback.
Yeah. This is all they had.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think now I'm probably gonna head from here. I'm gonna try to work on sketches, and then I'll probably just stress over it for 25 minutes and not get anything done. And then hopefully, I don't know, it's already 3:00. I like to give away where we are. I'm trying to think of like what my future is like
today.
Yeah. Today I have to be somewhere at 5:30.
Yeah.
So it should be fun.
I'm going to lay in bed for the rest of the day.
That's pretty awesome.
Cause I'm slightly hungover.
Well, I guess we could, maybe tell the folks where they can buy a book. It's probably at a bookstore.
Kindle?
Kindle?
Amazon?
Yeah. Do you like Kindles or do you like actual books?
I don't have a Kindle, but I have the Kindle app on my laptop.
Yeah.
I never use it.
Okay.
But I downloaded books on there.
There you go.
Yeah.
A lot of the books I bought, I found out, were free with Kindle stuff
Kindle.
Because they're like literally literary classics that are past the trademark thing. That
so it's like public domain or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. I bought, the only books I have on there were like books on OCD.
Okay.
When I was doing all that ridiculous. That actually, those I read very quickly.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to get better.
Yeah, you know what? I think when it's something like that, like if there's a book on creativity or comedy or something like that, I go through that in a couple of days. One, I think that's also because the language is different and it's
written.
That's
true, yeah.
In modern language, that's not too. It's like it's dumbed down for the average person,
right?
Versus like some books, like that one book I read called Focus,
yeah.
About focusing,
yeah.
Was very highbrow. over my head stuff with talking about the prefrontal cortex and all the brain parts that I can't remember any of them. Again, retention. It's not a strong suit.
With both books like that too, that they're pretty much telling you what. Like there's no interpretation. Like this, it's cut and dry. This is what you're.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
With a narrative, it's yeah, it is. It's, in, it's you interpret it however you want to.
Yeah, it. It's just a matter of paying attention to it. Yeah.
Yeah, and like all like the subtleties that they put in there, like you might not even notice.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, maybe you'll be on time next time.
It's not letting me finish recording. It's not letting me finish recording.
Keep going.
All right. I guess we should go read books then.
Page one. Forward.
It's not letting me stop. Oh, there we go. Okay. Now we're going to stop. You ready?
Hey.